Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. There are large health gaps between Black, Latino, and white fifth graders in the United States. Those gaps at an early age are often a precursor to larger problems that can last well into adulthood. A study just released this afternoon by Boston Children's Hospital and a consortium of research institutions looked at the potential causes of racial and ethnic health disparities in 10 and 11-year-olds. The study's author, Dr. Mark Schuster, Chief of General Pediatrics at Boston Children's Hospital and Professor of Pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, joins us now in the studio. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
What are the major findings of your study?
What we found is that across a wide array of indicators, 16 different health-related indicators, there were substantial disparities between white and Black fifth graders and between Latino and white fifth graders.
Mm-hmm. Now, you obviously looked at the causes of that. I've had a chance to look at the summary of your report. It seems that a parent's income and education, as well as the specific schools that the kids are attending, are a huge factor in this gap, right?
Correct. Yeah, the disparities are quite large between these groups. And when we took into account things like the child's school or the family's income or the family's education, that accounted for a lot of the disparities. But the disparities remain. There are still substantial disparities between Blacks and whites. There aren't as many remaining between Latinos and whites. And in some cases, Latinos actually were doing better once we took these factors into account. But overall, across the wide array of indicators, disparities remain substantial.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the hypotheses you had going into this. What were you specifically looking for? The causes for these disparities?
To start with, we knew that there was a lot of information about adolescence and what was going on during adolescence. We wanted to understand what was going on among pre-adolescents, so fifth graders in this case. So to start with, just wanted to see what were the health-related issues in these kids. Were they witnessing violence, which we found out that they were? Were they obese? Were they wearing bike helmets? We were looking into those kind of factors just to see how they were doing. And when we looked at them, those factors, we saw that there were a lot of health issues already of concern in this age group. And then we looked at the differences across racial ethnic groups and found these striking disparities.
So did you find solid evidence that Black and Latino fifth graders who went to good schools and whose parents' income and education levels were higher were healthier?
So it's certainly the case that if you go to a school that is a higher achieving school, or that you grew up in a household or a neighborhood where people have more resources, where there's more education and more ability to obtain resources for your kids, that leads to better health. And what we found was that once you take into account the neighborhood, if you have two neighborhoods that are very similar, different schools can still have an effect. The point is, schools really matter. That two schools in very similar neighborhoods with families that have very similar income and education, those two different schools can have a huge relationship with how kids are doing when it comes to health-related factors.
Anything surprise you in the study?
I was struck by just how consistent the disparities were across so many different indicators. We've got something as kind of concrete as obesity, and we measured the height and weight ourselves, and we've got drinking alcohol, but then we've got things like witnessing violence or being victimized. We've got performing exercise. We've got the child's own rating of their health. We've got drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes, all these different, really very different types of indicators. And it was so consistent across them, the disparities that we were finding.
How can educators use your study to make their schools better?
Educators can point to this study to say that here is additional evidence that schools matter. Schools figure so prominently in this study. They just stand out as such a major factor that is related to disparities among racial ethnic groups. I think schools can point to this and say, we've been saying we matter, and here's one more piece of evidence across three different regions of the country, across many different health-related issues, and schools just stand out as a major, major factor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mark Schuster, Chief of General Pediatrics at Boston's Children's Hospital and Professor of Pediatrics at Harvard Medical School.
Thank you.